The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to Hour 2 of the Eric Metaxas Show. We've got Michelle Bachmann coming up talking about the WHO treaty. We recorded that last week. You need to hear that. You need to get it out there. It's on Rumble. We're talking to John Zmierak right now. But I want to remind you, if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, that's my radio show website, not my website. My website is EricMetaxas.com. I hope you'll go there to get my personal newsletter, not the radio newsletter, EricMetaxas.com, that newsletter. But when you go to the radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see a banner. There are Ukrainian refugees suffering. We can show them the love of God through CSI. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. This is the last week to do that. If you haven't given, please give something. We're grateful. John Zmierak, let's talk about George Bush and the Iraq War.
And the reason we're talking about this is that the war party faction in the Republican Party is still causing chaos, is still working for the Democrats, is still helping the Democrats take power away from ordinary American people, squander American fortune in pointless suicidal ventures overseas, and increase control over our lives and dispossess the American people and replace them with immigrants who they hope will be docile and obedient. In my column at American Greatness, will George Bush repent for the Iraq War? Will anyone? I point out that the Bush administration really sums up everything destructive that took over the Republican Party. George Bush approved the Patriot Act, which is now being it's been weaponized. It was weaponized by the Obama administration to spy on Americans openly. It was used to spy on Donald Trump, and now it's being used to surveil us if we speak at parent-teacher meetings. I warned about this in 2002 when they proposed the damn thing. I wrote an encyclopedia article saying, "Don't give to George W. Bush any power you wouldn't want in the hands of Hillary Clinton." These people didn't listen. They recklessly overrode the Constitution. Now, the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA are basically a separate branch of government that is responsible to no one, that no one can rein in. We saw President Trump could not get control over the deep state as president of the United States. He couldn't stop them from spying on him and lying about him and trying to put in prison his own people like General Flynn. That's how scary the national security bureaucracy became on George Bush's watch. This vaccine made from or tested on dead babies that was forced down our throats. Who approved the use of dead babies to make vaccines? George W. Bush. Right now, $40 billion is being spent to secure the borders of Ukraine. Nothing to secure our American borders. Who is responsible for this chaos in Ukraine? Pedro Gonzalez, wonderful commentator you've had on in the past, documented it. George W. Bush, as president, stopped an agreement between Ukraine and Russia that would have resolved their territorial disputes. Why? Because he wanted to get Ukraine into NATO. He wanted to get all the neighboring countries into an anti-Russian alliance with a hair trigger for nuclear war, to spend trillions of dollars on weapons pointed at Russia, which has an economy the size of Italy and a plummeting birth rate, not at China, which is actually arming faster than Hitler and running concentration camps and cutting open Christians and Uyghur Muslims and selling their organs while they're still alive. No, China's actually powerful. We're not going to try to confront China. We're going to confront a paper tiger like Russia, who we can beat up and torment, and we're going to get them into a quagmire war. The Biden administration's current policy is not to favor peace in Ukraine, but to favor a quagmire which kills as many Russians and Ukrainians as possible and turns it into their Vietnam War. That's the current policy. And respectable conservatives like Ted Cruz are still behind this madness. They are backing the Biden administration.
How is it possible game of nuclear that chicken. Ted Cruz of Texas... How is it possible that he is not understanding this?
You know, he is that tragic thing, an incompetent Machiavelli. He wants to manipulate people and move them around like chess pieces. He's just not very good at it because he thinks he is so smart. He's very smart, but he thinks he's much smarter than he is, and we're much dumber than we are. So he thinks he is Einstein and we're all a special ed class. And he's going to very slowly explain things to us, and we're all going to accept his lies and accept his stories. This is why Ted Cruz keeps making horrendous political mistakes, like flying to Cancun while the electricity was off in everyone's homes in Dallas. My apartment was 30 degrees, and I was shivering under the covers in the dark with my dog, but Ted Cruz and his family were in Cancun at the Four Seasons Hotel, talking about it on social media, and then had clumsy lies to justify it. So Ted Cruz's problem is he's not as smart as he thinks he is. Nobody is as smart as Ted Cruz thinks he is. And the rest of us are not as dumb. So there is not a 100-point IQ gap between Ted Cruz and his voters. It's maybe a 20-point IQ gap. He thinks it's 100.
Well, I still, makes John, I'm just telling you that part of my waking up during this the last number of years is to see people that I thought were on board. You realize some of them, now Ted Cruz is not he's one of the least guilty of this, but in this right. case clearly he's very guilty, but there are a number of folks out there that are heroes, and you're starting to know who is the one willing to say anything, because it's true. Marjorie Taylor Greene. I saw Lauren Boebert in when I was in Colorado Springs. When she spoke, I thought to myself, my goodness, this is an extremely brave woman. I was shocked at her bravery, that she's willing to say things. No wonder she's so despised. You notice that there are a number of these people that
we
have gotten
a litmus test. And there is one. If someone is willing to speak up about the January 6th defendants, I think they're trustworthy. That is my criteria.
I think she has.
Yes, she has. I'm saying that's the criteria to look for. If anybody says anything like they're insurrectionists, this person is your enemy. I don't care if they're with you on other issues. If anybody buys into the January 6th lie that it's like Pearl Harbor or the Civil War or Kristallnacht, when in fact it was old ladies taking selfies at the Capitol and some FBI agents trying to provoke people to start fires. Anyone who buys into that narrative doesn't believe you have the right to political protest.
Okay, we've just got a couple of minutes left. Who
doesn't believe you have the right to free and fair elections? They're your enemy.
Who has participated in that lie? We mentioned Ted Cruz.
It's easier to say who hasn't.
Right.
Okay. Well, people who have not. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz. Look for a candidate's stance on January 6th. And if they have spoken to support the media narrative that this was like the
right,
Civil
but
War.
Who? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert. Who else do we have that's been
the
brave?
The list is short. I really don't know that many names. You pretty much have to watch Steve Bannon every day to like see who's actually any good on this. But again, if you hear somebody, if your so-called conservative representative or candidate has said things disparaging January 6th protesters, this person is your enemy. He doesn't believe in the Constitution. So just that we don't have time to go through all the list of people who have said the wrong things. Wretches like Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham incarnates everything wrong with the Republican Party. Hysterical, irrational, insincere, cowardly. It's staggering.
I assume that Josh Hawley has spoken up on the right side of the issue.
Yes, he has. But I'm saying for your local person, look them up. Look up what your congressman has said. Look up what your senator said. Today is the primary in Texas. I've got to run out and vote for our wonderful attorney general who you had on here.
Ken Paxton. We're out of time. Vote for Ken Paxton. We're out of time. We'll be back with Michelle Bachmann. John, my friend, thank you.
Thank you.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Hey there, folks. Some really big news, really sick stuff that you didn't think could ever happen. The sellout of U.S. sovereignty to the World Health Organization. I can't think of anything more sick, satanic, end time, insane. So who do we talk to about this? I thought if we could get Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann on the program, she's on top of this issue. She's right now the dean of the Robertson School of Government for Regent University, and she is my guest. Michelle Bachmann, welcome.
Thank you so much, and also longtime friend to Eric Metaxas.
Well, I'm honored to think so. I have to say, you have been in public life for a long time. You get in the weeds on this stuff. I can't bear sometimes to look at it. What I have been hearing from you and others regarding this issue, it seems like a kind of madness, like somebody must be making it up. It can't be true. Tell us what is going on.
Well, that is the biggest problem right now, because people can't believe that this could be possible. But then just say to yourself, what have we lived through for the last 2.5 years, where Congress didn't vote on mask mandates, Congress didn't vote on lockdowns, Congress didn't vote on suspending rent for rent control issues. They didn't vote to mandate vaccines. None of those votes were taken. It was all under the auspices of emergency powers that the Biden administration, whether it was Rachel Walensky at the Centers for Disease Control or Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx, pronouncements were made. It was just a press release or a press conference. And we were all told, oh, this is law. We were told that we had to comply as though it was law, when it wasn't law. It was emergency action. So what's happening, guys, I set that up because what's happening is that level of rising authoritarianism and a denial of our civil liberties the last 2 years in America by American health officials, that level of authoritarianism, decision-making under the Biden amendments, if they pass in Geneva, Switzerland, May 22nd through 28th, would transfer American sovereignty and the sovereignty of all nations over the world, over our healthcare decisions, from our nation over to the Director General of the World Health Organization. That's frightening. The guy who leads the World Health Organization is a guy named Tedros. He's a radical Marxist who has a very tortured past. He was covering up pandemics in his own country of Ethiopia, but he's been the spokesman for the Communist Chinese Party throughout this pandemic. And also, he was now just reelected for another five-year term by the Communist Chinese to be the Director General of the World Health Organization. He's the individual that, under the Biden amendments, would have unilateral authority to declare that there's a health emergency in America, and he would be able to come up with a solution. And because the Biden administration, clearly this is against the U.S. Constitution to do this, but because the Biden administration is proposing these amendments for passage, and it looks like they have the votes for passage, that shows the evidence of what the policy position is of the Biden administration. So they're willing to let U.S. sovereignty pass to the U.N. through the WHO to make these kinds of decisions.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, what you just said is it is hard to take in. We have to understand that either we're in the end times or this is kind of like a kind of a dress rehearsal, because the idea that we in America could submit ourselves to what's effectively world government by Marxists, by people who share none of our values, and that we would have a presidential administration, whether you believe it's stolen or not, by the way, it was, but whether you believe it was stolen or not, they are behaving in such a way that is utterly scandalous, fundamentally unconstitutional. You referred to these Emergency Powers Acts because of COVID. This is like right out of my Bonhoeffer book. This is precisely what the Nazis did with the burning of the Reichstag. They basically seize on an opportunity to declare everything null and void, and they can do whatever they do because we're in a state of emergency. It is a lie. It is ridiculous, but it's happening. And unless Americans stand up and do something, it will happen. So next week, you said, this is going to be a happening. This is a conference in Geneva, Switzerland. So Is there anything we can do to avert this? I mean, it's effectively the end of America. It sounds like I'm making this up, but what you just said is it's unbelievable. To cede sovereignty to some organization, I mean, it's fundamentally unconstitutional, but I guess my question is, what can we do?
Well, what we can do, first of all, is pray. And remember that God does not abandon us. His banner over us is love. He hears us when we cry out to him. And so no one should despair. No one should cry. What we need to do is recognize that we have a holy God who loves us. This has not taken him by surprise. Pray Psalms 2 over this issue. Psalms 2 says that the nations are in rebellion against God, but God sits on his throne and laughs about things like this because he is sovereign. You can't give away ultimate sovereignty. God is sovereign. So what the Biden administration is doing is clearly lawless. It is clearly unconstitutional, but there's a difference between law and power. And the Biden administration has the power to do whatever they want unless we check them. So what we need to do is contact our U.S. senators, our House members, our governor, our state attorney general, because all of them are impacted, and tell them we want these Biden amendments withdrawn before they're voted on May 22nd through 28th in Geneva, Switzerland, at the World Health Assembly. In 2005, the United States submitted itself to international health regulations. So these are amendments to the international health regulations. It's not a treaty. That's why this doesn't come before the U.S. Senate for 2/3 vote. But this is so big and of so much import, we need to demand that our U.S. senators get up to speed on this and demand a vote on this in the United States Senate and the House before this goes through. Now, assuming that's not going to happen, we have a six-month period after the vote in Geneva when these actual amendments come into force. They will be in force in November. The bad thing about that is that effectively means it won't matter who wins in the November election. If the Biden administration thinks it's lawful to have the authority over healthcare crisis, emergency authority handed over to the WHO general director. So remember again, all these extraordinary, unlawful, unconstitutional actions happened in America because President Biden declared a state of emergency. People don't realize we're still under a state of emergency. There is no end date on that state of emergency that Biden put in place. We need to demand from our senators that Biden end the state of emergency today. That shouldn't continue on. But what this does is this has the United States saying, we're going to give emergency powers to the UN, to the World Health Organization. And already the Biden administration issued a memo saying that 47 nations, and these are the big ones, the EU, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, these are like legitimate nations, Norway, Switzerland, that have already signed on and back these amendments. So presumably this is going to pass. We're not talking Mauritania here or Zimbabwe. So most likely this is going to pass by a simple majority. We have 6 months to get that same majority level to come out of the agreement. We don't want to do that. We want to stop this before it's voted on May 22nd through 28th. That's why this is a time-sensitive matter. And the reason why our senators don't know about this is because the Biden administration shared these amendments with the UN, with the World Health Assembly. They didn't bother sharing them with the United States Congress or with the American people. They quietly put these amendments up on a government website April 12th, like a month ago. That's why nobody knew about this. And we're scrambling at the last minute. The primary source document is the best place to go. Read the amendments for yourself. There's a couple of articles, I think, that I sent to you, Eric, that you can, I recommend you put up on your site. One is an article by Pete Hoekstra from the Gatestone Institute on what's happening. Another one is by Dr. Peter Breggin that's highly authoritative. He has a link to these amendments. It's at the website AmericaOutloud.com. There's another great article by investigative reporter Leo Homan, H-O-H-M-A-N-N.com. And he has a link to all the amendments, too. So you can see it for yourself.
I'm posting all of these on my social media, if people follow me on Gab or Parler or Twitter. But we should send out an email when we send out the video of this interview. We will link to them. Folks, I'm talking to Michelle Bachmann, Dean at the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there.
You cut out your dancing and you never see a show.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Dean Michelle Bachmann. Used to be Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Now, Michelle Bachmann, you're the dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. What we're talking about is obviously unconstitutional, unprecedented, and most people living their lives just can't believe that the people in leadership that they've elected, theoretically, could be so profoundly ignorant or just evil that they would turn the nation over to strangers, to bad actors, to people like the head of WHO. It seems impossible. Are senators like the good guys out there, Josh Hawley and company? There's a number of senators and congressmen, Jim Jordan, who I would expect would be on this. Do you have any sense of any of them are talking about this?
These are very good guys, but in their defense, I think a lot of them have no idea. We're all blindsided by this. It's not easy to get to them. Quite honestly, they've got a phalanx of staff in front of them, and the staff knows everything. They're all the staff in these congressional and Senate offices, most of them are 25 years old and know everything. And so it's tough to penetrate that wall that surrounds a member of Congress. But nonetheless, we have to try. We have to do everything that we can. I know Senator Rick Scott, I spoke with his chief of staff, senator from Florida, and spoke to him, sent him information. Rick Scott tweeted over the weekend that he is in opposition to the WHO taking sovereignty over the U.S. So it's starting to penetrate.
But that's not a big deal that Rick Scott, we would expect he would be opposed to somebody taking over the sovereignty of the U.S. We would expect anybody who's not an idiot or a communist to be opposed to this. So big deal. The question is, what is Rick Scott and his fellow senators going to do about it? I mean, that's a little bit more.
And again, what they have to do is they have to kick and scream, and they need to throw a tantrum on the Senate floor and the House floor and say, look, you're not getting another vote out of us. We're not even going to vote until you withdraw those amendments. You bring those amendments here in the House floor and the Senate floor. We're going to take a look at them. We're going to tell the American people what they say. And that's what people need to do. Read these amendments. A lot of what the amendments do is scratch out the right of the U.S. to have our unilateral authority. Instead, that authority is given over to the Director General. Now, here's something people might say in objection. In the original international health rules, there's an opt-out clause for every nation. With the Biden administration, the opt-out clause remains, but it's completely undermined, that opt-out clause, because the Biden administration, throughout all of the amendments, makes it clear they are taking away from themselves voluntarily and giving away our authority to the UN Director General. So that's the intention, the policy direction of the Biden administration. If Donald Trump was the president, I don't think this would happen. I think if that was in law, he would say, we're out of here, just like he got us out of the Paris Climate Accord. But that's not who is president. We have to go with who is president. Look at the open southern border. That's not constitutional. So the Constitution isn't constraining the current president. And so, therefore, that administration is peopled by a lot of globalists, a lot of people who believe in one world government. And again, that used to be considered tinfoil hat stuff if you brought it up. Now these people are wide open. Look at the World Health Economic Forum. They just held a world government summit. You heard me right. They're not subtle. They held a world government summit in Abu Dhabi on March 30th, calling for these kind of things. So they believe in one world government. We think it's nuts. They actually think this is a good idea. They love the idea of stripping away our right to redress our grievances or our right to have speech. Look at this goofy disinformation board. That's exactly the road that the Biden administration is going on by design. These aren't accidents. This is by design because they have a philosophical bent that is not the bent of our Constitution. Their bent is more in line with communist parties than it is with freedom and liberty under our Constitution.
Okay, but that's precisely the issue. We have, come of age at a time when there has been such a drift ideologically in this country. We used to teach kids why America is special and great, and why our ideas have enabled us to be free and self-governing and tremendously prosperous in so many ways. We've ceased to do that, and so we've really opened the door to these false ideologies coming in. So in the past, any average American would have said, what? That is anti-American, that is un-American, that is unacceptable, it's despicable. How dare you even bring it up? But we're living in a time when the cultural elites are anti-American. They don't say that, but of course they are. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the founders' vision. They don't care about ordered liberty. They really are more ideologically aligned with the leaders of the Communist Party in China than with the founders. And it's an amazing thing that this is what we're facing. So if we, the people, do not assert ourselves and make sure that our elected representatives do something about this. I mean, I have to say it is astonishing to me that every single member of Congress who says he or she is a Republican, every single member of the Senate, that they would not be up in arms about this. We're going to go to a break. We're talking to Michelle Bachmann, who's now the dean and a professor at the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. This is a big issue, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We're never without you. Within you, without you.
Hey there, folks. Good news. We're talking to Michelle Bachmann. She is somebody who understands what America is and that there are people trying to destroy our country from within. It sounds crazy, except, unfortunately, it's not crazy. Even the last election, Michelle, I just have to ask you, have you seen 2,000 Mules? Because I personally... I was troubled by the election the day after. I said, wait a minute. This is very confusing. What's going on? I was further troubled when everyone in power said, hey, shut up. You can't talk about that. I thought, what? What do you mean I can't talk about it? This would be the most horrible thing that could ever happen. I think I need to talk about it. We are living in unprecedented times. I think we have to be clear that I don't know. Apart from my faith in the God of Scripture, I would be despairing at this point, but we have faith in the God of the Scripture.
That's right. That's right. And Eric, yes, I saw 2,000 Mules, and actually you were invited and you participated in Regent University's Election Integrity Conference. I saw exactly what you did after the 2020 election. We were the only university in America that I know of that actually did a conference on the 2020 election and on election integrity. We have a 7-hour free conference that I invite people to watch. It's as timely today as when we broadcast it with your participation. It's at regent.edu/election integrity. One more time, regent.edu/election integrity. And we have 7 hours examining what happened in that 2020 election. I also want to just give a shout out to Regent University. We are one of the only universities in America that teaches America's true founding, our godly heritage, our godly history. We teach it at undergraduate and graduate level. Even among Christian universities, you don't get what America's godly heritage is or what our Constitution actually says. We teach a pro-constitutional perspective because we teach from a biblical worldview. So I didn't mean to give a commercial.
No,
but
please
just to
do
say
give a commercial. It's vital that people know what is out there that's, you know, that is being faithful to what we believe in. And Regent is at the top of the list. Absolutely.
It is. For started by the founder was Pat Robertson. For 44 years, we've been teaching from this perspective. We still teach according to our mission statement, which is founded upon a biblical worldview understanding. We're very, very proud of that. We have very high academic standards, and it's a great school. But I agree with you, Eric. You and I, from our generation, we understand this threat. In America's schools today, they've been getting critical race theory, the essence of critical race theory, for probably well over a decade, maybe even 20 years. So for the younger generation coming up, they have virtually zero understanding of America's true constitutional underpinnings. Certainly the godly nature of our foundation is just not present. So for you and I in our generation, we understand that because we were taught that George Washington and Abe Lincoln were heroes. Today, we're all taught that they're racist and their statues have to come down. So we're living in a very different time today. There is no comparison. There's no parallel with what we were taught when we were growing up. This is, Eric, let me say this. It is my opinion we're living through a coup, an ideological coup, because our nation, our underpinning, the spirit of America that began with the Pilgrims in Plymouth Rock, that's been thrown out the window. And instead, a completely false view of America, a false view of our underpinnings as a nation is being presented. That's a coup. That's an illegal takeover of facts and who we are. It's a time of propaganda. But that coup is for the purpose of putting forth a revolution. We're living through a revolution right now in America. America is under attack. Our money is under attack. Our philosophy is under attack. Our education system is under attack. So we have to open up our eyes. The Bible has something to say about the times that we live in. We shouldn't be shocked about these times that we are living in. The Bible lets us know that these kind of days are coming. But again, not for the purpose of fear. We should rejoice and be grateful. We live in the days that the prophets long to see, but we are to occupy until the Lord comes. And so we need to stand for righteousness. We need to stand for biblical values. And what's being proposed by the Biden administration in these amendments, you mentioned at the top of the hour, this is satanic. I couldn't agree more. To take away our freedom from us and give it to the UN, this is a very dangerous move, an existential threat, if you will, to the existence of the United States of America.
Well, that's the whole thing. And if you have a view of America as, you know, we are supposed to be, in the words of John Winthrop, quoting Jesus and, of course, quoted down the years, a shining city on a hill. We are to be holding out the torch of liberty to the whole world and saying,
that's right,
we want the whole world to be able to govern itself just like we have been able to do. And in order to do that, you need to have virtue. You need to have religious liberty. You need to understand how it works. You have to fight for it. It's a republic if you can keep it. We in recent years have not been keeping it very effectively. And it is an amazing thing, because if you don't understand how glorious it is, how rare it is, then it will go away because you don't do what is necessary. So I really believe that the crises that we're facing right now, it's God's mercy. It's a severe mercy waking us up that if you
Amen.
Do not stand Amen. And fight and pray, if you do not act, this goes away. You are under judgment. You need to repent. And I kind of think it's a moment for us as Americans to see that and to do that. And this is a perfect example of it, frankly.
Amen. And we shouldn't discount the power of prayer and the power of fasting, the power of confessing our sins before an almighty God. We have a whole pattern in the Old and the New Testament of exactly that, that God's people are to return to him in prayer, fasting, confession of sins. And he hears us when we cry. It's a promise in the Bible. So I'm not guaranteeing that if we pray that these amendments won't pass. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that he holds us in the palm of his hand, just like it says in the book of Jude, and we can trust him for that.
Folks, we're talking to former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. We've got a short segment left with her. Don't go away. My website is ericmetaxas.com, and our radio website is metaxastalk.com. We'll be right back.
Now my ego's out of sight. I look into your eyes. And I see everything I need. I've been so unwise. Let's make a compromise. It's cold outside. Can't trust the weather. With you by my side.
outside the rain begins, and it may never end.
Folks, I'm talking to former Congresswoman from Minnesota, Michelle Bachmann, now the dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. We were just talking about, you know, what America is and how we haven't been teaching that. And at the heart of that, and you know this, Michelle, because we know each other, we've talked about this, but it's the abdication of the church. The churches across America, including many evangelical churches, have decided, we don't want to be political, we're not supposed to be political. And you think, where did you get that totally unbiblical idea? It is completely unbiblical. It's ridiculous. And yet, it's because of the abdication of the churches in doing what they're supposed to be, in being the conscience of the state, in speaking strongly on these kinds of things, that the nation has drifted this way. At least that's my thesis.
No, you're exactly right about that. It's a lie. It's a lie to say that the church shouldn't become involved in issues because it's considered political. Eric, you and I aren't being political in this conversation. We're being biblical. We're reading what the Bible says, and we're trying to apply it to life. Why in the public marketplace of ideas should Christians be absent? That's absolutely crazy. And how are believers supposed to know what's going on if they aren't hearing it from the pulpit? So I want to challenge pastors. Pastors have a very hard job to do. But right now, in this particular time in history, we need pastors to get not only involved, but they need to understand what this subject matter is. There's a great book, for instance, by a friend of mine, Pastor Jim Garlow. It's called Well Versed. He takes about 30 big topics that are a perennial in our nation, and he goes through, he lays out the scripture, what the scripture says, so a pastor can be prepared on all issues, even like this particular issue. It's not God's will that we go into slavery and captivity. That's what happens when America gives away its sovereignty over healthcare decisions to the UN Director General of the WHO. We essentially go into a form of slavery and captivity because we have someone who it does not agree with our values, who doesn't have our best interests at heart, who is controlled by an atheistic communist country like China, making decisions for us. Well, you resist now, or you resist later at your peril when it's harder to resist. Churchill gave a fabulous speech where he says, you fight now and you keep fighting and you fight because the sooner you fight, the more likely you will not go into chains. That's why we're telling people, call your senators, call your House member, call your governor, go to Eric's website, look at his social media, get the information, get the primary source documents so you know what you're talking about, and just present it to these lawmakers and say, we insist, call out that the Biden administration withdraw these amendments until you have a chance to read them, until you have a chance to debate them. This is so consequential. Why would you sit with your thumb in your mouth and do nothing? This is the time when you get up off your hands and you act. That's why you're a leader. That's why you were elected. Do your job, act, and stand up for our freedom.
You are singing my song. In my key, by the way, I have to tell you, it's such a joy to hear you say these things, because anyone who is awake to the horror of the moment knows that we have to act, we have to speak, we have to stand up, we have to fight. And as you said, it's because we haven't fought that we're in this position. We have, you know, I say it's like playing patty cake with the devil. You have no idea until it's too late. Then you realize, oh, we've wasted all this time. I really believe God's hand is still on this country, but he is calling us to do the right thing now, to repent of our inaction, to care about people around the world by being a strong nation. We're out of time. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, just so grateful for you and your time. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.